From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We are playing this week with Peter Gross, Nagin Farsad, and Faith Saley. And here again is your host, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, Bill finds Amelia Earhart's Rhymains in our Listener Limerick Challenge game and eats them. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, though, panel, some more questions for you guys from the week's news. Faith, the National Park Service has put out a notice telling hikers at Great Smoky Mountains National Park not to be alarmed by what that they might find coming at them on the trail.
Oh, it is rolling dung.
Yes.
It appears to be animated scat.
Yes.
And in
coming at them,
and in fact, it is some kind of bug, some kind of insect,
well,
right?
Well, yes. So this is what happened. So, yes.
I love that word for word was the answer.
Presumably reacting to panicked calls from the trail, what is this crap? Park rangers are telling visitors not to be alarmed by the rolling poop. They say that, no, the balls are not moving by themselves. Don't worry. They're getting pushed by giant dung beetles. According to the Park Service...
That's way scarier, by the way, giant dung beetles.
According to the National Park Service, male dung beetles, or tumble bugs, make the dung balls in an effort to woo females. Remember, guys, if you like it, then you better roll a ball of poop towards it.
Hikers are seeing this and noticing it? Like, a dung beetle to me is like much smaller than my
No, it's a big bite beetle and a much bigger the ball.
It's like a baseball size.
Yeah, it's 10 times the size of the beetle.
Oh, well, that's impressive. What's his number? I mean, that's like ridiculous. That is an insane. That would be like me pushing like the boulder that almost killed Indiana Jones.
Exactly.
Full
right.
of crap. And being like, hey, ladies. It's insane.
Peter, the Kinsey Institute has released the findings of a new study. They say people who do what tend to have more sex?
Lower their standards? I'll take a hint, please.
You'll take a hint. Basically you just start with the eggplant and pretty soon happy face.
People who text a lot have
people
more sex?
People who text with...
Emojis
yes,
have more
emojis.
Sex.
Yes, emojis. According to the Kinsey Institute, those perverts, people who frequently use emojis in their texts have more sex and a better dating life than people who do not.
This is so disturbing. My dad uses lots of emojis. Like, all the time.
Well, your dad's a healthy human being,
yes!
just like everybody else. But but apparently it's actually good because signaling your affection via emoji is more, I guess, communicative than using just words, because that is where we are now. Chivalry is dead, but the peach emoji, very much alive.
Whenever I text my husband the ovulation emoji, he races home.
What? What is the ovulation emoji?
It's an egg?
It's a ball of dung.
It's an egg and a sock.